And welcome to Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week at the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live!
Welcome into Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. My name is Nick Ragner, joined by AC Riley, Jesse Von Ruden, who's shuffling some cardos. Today we have a pretty special episode, guys. We're going to be doing our thing, talking some wrestling, but then we're also going to be playing some
WWF trivia.
WWF yep. trivia. Now this is
and no, not the World Wildlife Foundation trivia.
Wildlife.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
We're playing some old-school WWE trivia. It's going to be pretty exciting.
It's the second edition that came out in, like, 99. I've actually had this thing since probably maybe about 02.
Nice.
So, and it's basically been sitting in the shelf at home since then. Played it, like, 3 times. Today, though, we're going to play trivia, and whoever wins between Nick and Alex will win a pretty cool prize.
Yeah, nice. I'm pretty excited for this. Yeah. Obviously, you can't play because you honestly might know quite a few of these answers.
Listen.
Me and Alex are going to look like
I'm sure
idiots.
You play this 3 times, but I'm sure just like when you're at home and you have some time on your hands, like you probably just like, oh, okay.
I mean, it's everything. Interesting.
Oh, number one, I'm never home. Number two, I don't have time on my hands because I hate fucking sticks.
You hate fucking sticks?
I hate fucking
sticks. I mean, that just sounds painful.
Do you understand the reference he's making, or are you making a joke?
I thought he was talking about literally having sex with sticks.
No.
So that's definitely not what you thought he was saying.
No. It's definitely
not. The American rock band, Sticks.
You know?
Okay.
There's a song called Too Much Time on My Hands. I hate that band.
According to Adam Sandler, it's one of the greatest bands of all time.
Adam Sandler's an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, if Adam Sandler's listening...
Oh, he totally is.
Yeah. You're probably watching on our Facebook live stream, .com/thegraveltalk, place to go for not only our live streams that we do once a week when we're actually doing our show, but you can also go there for all the latest information on upcoming wrestling shows. We share some witty articles on there from time to time. And hey, we also have our end of the year voting or nomination process going on right now. That's on top of our page. So go to our Facebook page, The Grapple Talk, and make your nomination picks because we've had quite a few people that have responded on that so far, and it's pretty cool.
It's been getting in quite a bit of traffic, so to speak, because a lot of people sharing the event, getting the word out, and sharing it to multiple groups to just like, hey, some people trying to like, hey, spread the word, nominate me or something like that. But at the same time, the people that are seeing that post will in turn also nominate other people as well for it. I mean, it's been pretty good amount of representation from the Midwest, so hopefully we can continue to do that before we finally make a decision of who gets the third annual end of the year awards.
Yeah.
Well, the coolest thing is like seeing people who share in it, you don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Ooh, who are you?
Who? Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. So and then it's like, yeah, it's kind of cool. And it's one of those things too where, like last couple of years, we just basically picked our own for each category.
Sure.
But it's one of those things now where like the reach of the show, it's very much a people's show.
Right.
We try to please as many people as possible, which you can't do because...
Can't please everybody, but at least we can please a couple people.
I thought you were going to finish this actual song lyrics, and we're going to make a jerk-off reference.
Yeah. No, that's not where I was going with that.
Wow. So anyhow, it's one of those things now where the reach of the podcast is getting out there. We want to make sure we represent almost everyone we can in the independent scene, especially in the Midwest, because there's a lot of really good wrestling going on.
Yeah,
and I think the first year we just kind of had to do it on our own just because, like you said, we didn't have a lot of reach.
We kind of threw it together kind of last second.
I think it was just like, hey, should we do this? Sure, why not? And then I think the second time, like, we did it a little bit, and then we started to bring in the social media aspect of it. That's why we did the social media celebrity of the year, and then this year it's kind of like, why don't we have our Grapple Talk listeners also be our eyes and ears because like we only watch so much wrestling. We can only go to so many shows, and most of the time it's going to be in Minnesota and Wisconsin. So, I'm sure we have fans in Minnesota and Iowa and Indiana, et cetera, that are like, hey, nice face.
Yeah, I know, right? We're going to be doing that here in a couple of weeks. We're playing some WWF trivia coming up later. Jesse will explain how we're going to be doing that once that time comes. But guys, this past weekend, kind of different than usual. We didn't have much... wrestling for us to go to this past weekend. So, what did you guys do with your weekend off? I'm curious.
I did nothing.
You really? Nothing? That's nice, though.
What was that like for you?
It was pretty good. You guys might hate me for this.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
He went to a wrestling show, didn't you?
No.
You son of a bitch.
I went to Rogue One on Saturday.
No, you didn't!
I did. Yeah, Jared got a hold of me. He's like, hey, man, you want to go to Rogue One? I'm like,
We waited for you.
Me and him were just sitting at home doing nothing. You could have asked us.
You're like,
well, I thought you guys might have went and saw it yourselves already.
No!
No.
We waited as a group.
We were trying to be bros and be like, because you're like, oh, Friday, hey, it's probably not going to work. Money's kind of tight. Hey, no worries, man. We'll figure it out another time. And here you are on Saturday.
Did you guys go play pool afterwards too?
No, we didn't.
Okay, well, it's not as bad, but
three tacos, three of them.
Wow. Why did you have to watch him eat three tacos? Where'd you guys go for tacos?
Well, he's like, oh, I want to go to Taco John's and get some tacos.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay,
it's
cool.
Not really that impressive,
so I sat
I guess.
There and I already had like lunch. You know, I had a pretty big plate of pasta because it was like, you know, it's Pasta Saturday. So I'm sitting there and here he is, like just. Just putting down tacos one after another. I'm just like trying to make small talk. I'm like, how's your son doing? Good.
I need to finish my tacos.
But no, guys.
Can't talk eating.
It's the old adage, rogues before bros. So I'm sorry, but it's really good. You guys are going to love it.
I'm so disappointed in you.
You know what? How about this?
We were a text message away.
I think we were playing video games or something.
We didn't do anything.
Okay, I didn't know what you guys were up to on Saturday.
He texted us.
He could have texted us.
We're buds.
Why?
You know what I do when I want to figure out what somebody's doing? I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now?
You want to know how?
And then they reply. Yeah.
You want to know Friday? You're like, can't go. I was like, oh, that's fine. Yeah. Understandably so. We couldn't go on Friday. But I was a little sad. I was really looking forward to that day all week. I was excited.
Yeah.
I guess that's not happening.
It was the same thing because I was at a couple things for family and stuff like that this weekend, and my cousin's husband was like, oh, dude, I just went to Rogue One on Friday night. It was so good. You're going to love it. I'm like, oh, I got to wait until like we all four of us are going, I think, next weekend. It's like, you're going to love it. And then find out that we're not going to go all four of us, I guess.
How about this, guys? I will try an experimental memory deletion. Alright? And then we can go see it for the first time.
I don't want to see it with you anymore.
It'll be kind of like, you know, you ever hear that urban myth that women can regrow back their hymens? This would be kind of like this, where I can actually lose the memory.
I feel like that was definitely very inappropriate.
What are you talking about?
No, it's like a terrible urban myth that they can regrow back.
I mean, I go on tangents, but what the fuck?
Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
You don't know what that is?
I don't.
Do you know what that is?
Do we need...
Do you know what a hymen is?
I know what a hymen is.
What?
I'm not going to talk about it on here.
What is it?
It's in your body. That's how you know if you're a virgin or not. Because if it's broken, you're not a virgin.
That's fair. Well, good enough answer.
We got hymen talking.
Seriously. That was really inappropriate.
That was really inappropriate.
I will delete my memory of seeing Rogue One, and we can go.
I don't want to see it with you anymore. And you know what, Jared? You're dead to me, man. Don't bother coming to shows and cheering for Duche or Ducho and AC Riley. Done, son. You're done.
Hey,
you're
man.
Done.
You know what? You can blame me for this, but blame him. He's the one who asked me.
Yeah, I'm blaming him. I just called him out on the Facebook Live.
You just did. You should probably tag him in this video, too, so he can
Jared.
See it.
Speaking of deletion,
John Cena is
though,
the best wrestler of all time, Jared.
Speaking of deletion, though, tag team Apocalyptico was also a thing this past week.
It was good.
Did you guys watch it?
I caught bits and pieces of it.
I did not.
We shared it on the page.
I didn't have a chance to watch it. I was busy playing video games.
If you got 28 minutes, you should definitely watch it because it's definitely worth it.
Or you can watch the whole episode. It's live.
You could also watch the whole episode, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty solid. Got to see our favorite small wrestler from Oshkosh.
Devin Drake?
No, the other one.
Oh, Swoggle.
Yeah, Swoggle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was there.
Yeah.
And it was great, too, because it's just like, oh, my partner's going to be here. He's bigger than all of you guys. And all of a sudden, you see the King of Small Size shirt. It's like, I know who that guy is. It's like, and to be true, yeah, he is bigger than you guys.
Yeah. But who would have thunk it, right? Beginning of 2016, we're at BCW, Rise to Honor, right? That Matt Hardy would have the
unbroken
kind of year
Matt Hardy
that he did this year.
Yeah.
Guys, he's one of the few things positive about TNA. He's one of the few things that actually kind of really swept the internet in a rage this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure
everybody else would agree with it that, you know, because of Matt Hardy, there's been ratings in TNA that people are tuning into TNA because of they want to see what's going on with that. And even if they're not watching TNA, they're still tuning in and there's still traffic of it. I mean, like, if you go to Facebook, like, the day after, like, any special feature, like when there was like Delete or Decay, the Final Deletion, Tag Team Apocalyptico, like all that stuff, or Total Nonstop Deletion, excuse me. All that stuff, and then you see on Facebook, like, there's always that top three of, like, what's trending, and, like, more, 9 out of 10 times with, like, political season, there's something related to a politician. But after, like, something related to Matt Hardy, like, trending right now, Matt Hardy, and then it's like, oh, Impact Superstar, Total Nonstop Deletion. It's just, like,
I think you could easily make a case for Matt Hardy probably being the wrestler, the top wrestler of 2016, not only for, you know, what he's done with his character, but how he's almost transcended the sport of, you know, sports entertainment in general, because now he's becoming almost like a pop culture icon with people that don't even necessarily have a liking for professional wrestling. So, I mean, when you do something like that, you're becoming bigger than, you know, professional wrestling itself, and I think Matt Hardy is definitely doing that.
Well, when you think of, like, the wrestlers that go down in history for, like, some iconic moment, like, for Matt Hardy, that, like, he'll forever go down in history as Broken Matt Hardy, and you're, like, everybody yelling, delete, delete, delete. Talk about Brother Nero, all that shit. So, like, it's definitely going to be one of those things where, like, he'll definitely go on down in history, just like how Hulkamania it was iconic for the body slam at Andre the Giant.
Let's just doing
porn and all that stuff, being the highest paid porn star in history.
Let's back it down for a second. I don't think Broken Brilliance is going to out. Pace Hulkamania is like a big trendsetter. This is just one of those things where
it's basically like Daniel Bryan's Yes Move, and it's similar.
It's very
to that.
Much, you know, where it's
you never know though, just how history is still being written technically. So I mean, you know, everybody
this is simulation. Right, history is already done being written.
Exactly, but at the same time, like I mean, a lot of our wrestlers this generation remember that. But I mean, who's to say that like the millennial wrestlers and the future, you know, wrestling fans, like they won't know what that is for Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, and then all they know was Broken Matt Hardy, and then for them that's their body slam on WrestleMania.
I mean, because one, for people, you can go.
No, I was going to say number one, they have to see it.
Well, because partially too, when you look at Hulk, what Hulkamania was, it was like, you know, it was the idea of being this real American, this big muscly guy taking on the world. And I mean, at that time, too, professional wrestling was as much of a sport as the NFL or the NBA. Now we watch Broken Matt Hardy, and it's great and it's really entertaining. But I mean, you know, have you listened to a Broken Matt Hardy interview?
Yeah, I have.
we know it's a character. I mean, it's not necessarily like he's an actual crazy person from 10,000 years ago or whatever it was.
It could be.
I thought he was actually
inside of
the
vessel. A vessel. You imagine how hard it was? I think we talked about this. Continuing that character 24/7. Like I've seen him at like Comic-Con events, and he is still just full blown broken. No, nothing. Yeah. Just doesn't break. He's just that's him. How does he do this?
It's great to see him live stream when he's at like Comic Cons or like when he's at indie shows. Like he'll be live streaming just like everybody that's swarming to him for his merch, and he'll show his merch compared to like everybody else's, and that like he just has this dominant spread of all the stuff, and he's just talking like Broken Matt Hardy.
I'm getting to the point now where I just want to see a video of him in, like at his house, like just
by himself,
just hanging out. Like, hey, I'm Matt. Like I want to see like regular Matt, because like it's impossible.
Well, they did the thing though where he actually got a concussion and he actually slipped back into regular Matt Hardy for a bit, and then of course he got hit again, and then he slipped back into his Broken Brilliance. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty still interesting, stuff.
Really good stuff. Yeah, it's really really fun things that they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. What did you do over the weekend, Miles?
Yeah,
just a whole lot of nothing. Didn't see Rogue One.
You missed out, man.
Yeah.
You missed out.
I have heard it's really good.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
I thought it was going to be kind of a letdown, to be honest. But
honestly,
I guess.
It's a very good Star Wars movie. It's a really good Star Wars movie, and it's actually a really good war movie, too.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this weekend, it was kind of nice to not have wrestling just because of the fact that every year, the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra, they have a holiday concert, and then my family goes to it every year because they have a foundation in my grandma's name because she was a huge fan of the symphony when she was alive, and so when she passed, it was kind of like her legacy to raise money for the symphony.
What's that foundation called?
The Marie Louise Locken Foundation. Huh. So they raise a bunch of money every year. They're a huge sponsor. My dad's also the president of the symphony, so like we get to go to the concert and watch it. It's usually a good concert. The thing that's always the weird part about it at the end, like at the second half, because it's broken up into two parts. So the second half is a ballet, and then they do a sing-along of, like, all these Christmas songs.
So they do a ballet and karaoke?
They, kind of.
Huh.
It's a sing-along. It's a cappella, so then nobody's like, man, you're fucking tone-deaf because you can't even hear them. I will say this, that, like, the first time I went to it, they did the Nutcracker, which, you know, I'm familiar with the Nutcracker, so I was able to follow along with it. But then the last four times they've done the ballet, they always choose some other one. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to show off their range or something like that, but it's just ultimately I don't know the story, so then I'm just kind of like, man, I'm lost.
Okay, so what was the story?
I think the ballet this year was the Capella's Ball or something to that effect.
Oh, it's a classic.
Sure.
Absolute classic.
Why not?
It's up there with Steamboat and Flair.
What's the story about?
Steamboat and Flair?
No.
Oh, the Capella one? It's boy meets girl. Girl doesn't like boy. Boy likes girl too much. Ends up slipping into her DMs. Gets a restraining order. It's a classic. Absolute classic.
Nice.
Close. Yeah. But what it is that here's this guy that makes life like dolls. And then this kid falls in love with the doll when he sees it in public, and then sneaks into the factory, sees all of them there, and then it's weird.
So it's kind of like Lars and the Real Girl, the one Ryan Gosling movie where he falls in love with the blow-up doll?
Pretty much.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was definitely weird. I had to look up the plot of it just so I could understand what I had essentially watched, but it's one of those plays that, like, you just see them dancing around and you're just like, I think this is what's going on, but I don't really know. And then you read the plot and you're like, okay, that makes sense, but that doesn't help me now because I've already watched it. So I feel like, I mean, I was talking to my dad about that too, where it's just, it seems like it's one of those things where, especially that giant group holiday concert that everybody's going to get involved in, it's like, maybe this is just me. They should just be doing the ballets that people are more familiar with. Because when they were introducing, they were talking about the synopsis of the ballet. And it's like, oh, this introduced Tchaikovsky to the Nutcracker. And this, you know, was inspired Carmen. I was like, okay, I know all these ballets except the one that we're going to see. Ballet talk. Nick, what did you do this weekend?
I was going to say ballet talk is how that whole last 10 minutes was.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't do anything. I just went Christmas shopping.
Yeah, cool, man.
Got a nice haul, though.
Watched a lot of football.
Yeah, how did your fantasy teams do?
I got two teams that are in the championships this year. I'm going to be making a minimum of $400.
Nice.
Each second place league pays out $200.
That's good.
Fingers crossed I'm making more than that, hopefully taking home some trophies this year, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
But yeah, I don't think anything is going to pale in comparison to your Ryan Brown trophy, though.
I know, and unfortunately, I thought I started Ty Montgomery this week, and then I actually didn't. So I left about 28 points on the bench. And then if I would have replaced him with Amari Cooper, which was what I planned on doing, I would have actually beaten the team that beat me this week. So
how much did Scott beat you by?
He beat me by about like 25. So if I would have started Montgomery with 28, I would have beat him by a couple of points. So yeah, that's kind of disappointing. But oh well, stuff happens. You know, don't necessarily want to flood my entire wall with Dallas cheerleader pictures, so...
That's all right. Winning in Browns League this year. Who's in the championship game?
It would be Scott and... Oh, man, who is the other one?
It's not TJ, right?
No, I don't think so.
Scott and Brown?
No, it's not Brown. Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check. But, yeah, it was a good football day.
What if Brown wins his own league?
Then I call...
Shenanigans?
I
call shenanigans on that one.
Yeah, because you got a chance to actually beat Isaac this week, too.
Yeah, he's got a real tough team, though.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to say so far, but Mike Evans, last, like, 4 or 5 weeks...
has been shit in the bed, man.
Exactly. The whole team's been kind of shit in the
bed. Just have to hope that either Ezekiel Elliott, David Johnson, or Le'Veon Bell breaks their kneecaps, or all three of them.
It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. Yeah. What you got to hope for is Winston has an off game, Evans has an off game, and the rest of his skill position guys have an off game.
Yep, that's, I guess, what I have to pretty much hope for. I am kind of excited. To be honest, though, I'm kind of excited for next week to come because fantasy football is fun, but it can be kind of draining, too, at the same time because you kind of get so involved on Sundays and watching your teams that it almost feels like a second job or something, you know what I mean? Like, throughout the week, like, who should I pick up now? Mm-hmm. So... You know, once the championships are over next Sunday, I'll be able to more relax on Sundays and maybe can watch a pay-per-view or two since I've been skipping all those thanks to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. So the question is, how many people are going to be stupid fucking drunk on the 26th because we got Christmas and Week 16 fantasy football?
Yeah, a lot. It'll be a lot of drinking on that day.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I'm in a couple different leagues and actually go until week 17, which is always kind of scary.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know who's sitting and who's, you know.
Yeah, well, the only thing you can really do is kind of cross fingers and hope you have guys playing who have nothing to play for.
Yep. That's when you get to pick up
fantasy football champion.
That's when you pick up second and third stringers because you never know what kind of a difference they'll make. Like Darren McFadden from the Cowboys. Who knows? If they sit Zeke Elliott, he can see a big workload in Week 17.
That's true. That's very true.
So, but yeah, that's fantasy football talk.
Yeah. I think we hit all our regular talks.
Yeah.
So you guys actually going to go see Rogue One?
Yeah, I guess probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it'll work out. I don't know if it'll work out this weekend. No, definitely not.
Well, I mean, my spoilers was episode 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I don't get it. What are you?
Because this is setting up before episode 4, so technically we know what happens at the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader are related.
Are they really?
Yeah. Spoiler. Sorry.
Are you sure they are?
Pretty sure.
Hmm. What movie did they find out that they were related in?
Episode 5.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive?
Positive.
If I told you that you were wrong, would you believe me that I told you that?
I would believe that you told me it because you just told me it. Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I'm just psyched to play some WWF trivia. All right. And I think we're going to do that when we come back. We're going to do some trivia, and we'll also talk about some of those answers because I think they sound pretty fun. So you're listening to Gravel Talk, WWF, or WWE Trivia. Coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
This is Stacey Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacey Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. When the flurries are sticking, Seamus is bro-kicking, and the Bellas are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. When reindeer are prancing, Fandango is dancing, and superstars brawl. It's the happiest season of all. T-shirts will be ripping, AJ will be skipping, and gifts will be wrapped with a bow. Get festive with Rowan, eggnog will be flowing. Go easy there, Big Show.
Hey!
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be presents for buying, the usos are flying. What's with that weird little steer? It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be yes, yes, yesing, Mark Henry bench pressing as Bray Wyatt's lantern glows. Golden Stardust face painting and Carol is fainting when they come across Dean Ambrose. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The briefcase is shining, even bad news is smiling, the holidays are here.
Can I get a little help in here?
Now that's best for the holidays.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is the monster of the Midwest, Sadus. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like Grapple Talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net, Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media. Create your legacy.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And uh-oh. Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Grapple Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word out about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it, it's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast? It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, and as always, support independent wrestling.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS, Instagram at Indie Power Rankings, on Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, Indie Power Rankings, IPR.wordpress.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Reviewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Ruden, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
That was really great Christmas tunes you picked there, Alex. I can't believe it, man. I've been a hankering for that song, and you filled it, man. You filled my hankering for that song.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Great job.
Definitely not generic Christmas music.
Nice.
It's good stuff, man.
Good job, man.
Awesome.
I'm so glad that you must have literally spent hours searching.
Hours.
For
the right, like, Christmas tune that both, like, me and Nick really enjoy.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of our favorite songs.
Yeah, the deep cuts.
Sure.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Super deep cut, man.
Yeah. Anytime, man.
That's like on the B-side of a third record.
Yep. I'm really happy that you found that, because I don't think any of our listeners probably ever heard of that song before.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That's awesome, dude.
Hopefully it didn't take you too long to find that.
Yeah, it took me a little bit.
Right. Oh, wow, you're just
holding
being
you to
modest
it
right now, aren't you?
Holding you to it.
Yep.
That'd
all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So what we're going to do for this week's episode is we're going to play WWF Trivia from 1999. Now,
nice.
This is actually vintage WWF Trivia.
I'm nervous.
And the way we're going to do this one is basically the two of you will be competing head-to-head. First one to 16 will win.
Why 16?
Ric Flair, 16-time world champion.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I mean, WrestleMania 16.
I like WrestleMania
because 16. That was probably the last WrestleMania I had before this one actually came out. So it's been WrestleMania 2000, but we're not playing until WrestleMania 2000, point-wise, because we'd be here until
next week. Here ever. Yeah, forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forever.
So the rules are pretty simple. You guys will do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Then your opponent will pick the number. The number will correlate with a question that's on the card. Then you have X amount of time. Maybe one of us will actually start a stopwatch or something.
Or we can just not be assholes and just answer in a prompt amount of time.
Yeah, in a prompt amount of time, if you get it wrong, then your opponent has a chance to actually retort, and if he gets it right, he scores a point. Basically, each question equals 1 point. First one is 16 will win a prize.
Ooh.
The prize is not here, but I can tell you what it is.
What is it?
I think you should wait until a winner is determined. It's almost like that.
It's the
anticipation. It's just like, oh, it's a mystery prize.
All right, cool. But I can tell you, it's a good prize.
Awesome.
And it's sitting at my kitchen table.
You know what I think would be good?
What's that?
I'm going to make a rule as one of the competitors.
Yeah, sure.
I think it'd be fun as well. So we have one card, right, with five different questions?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, let's say Riley's going, I say, hey, Riley, he's got three. You asked three. But then if Riley goes, never mind, I'm making this too confusing. I was trying to think of a way to add like a 2-point system in there, but now I'm making it too complicated. Let's just play the way we're
going
to
play. Okay,
cool. All right. This is going to take forever. 16.
Keep it simple.
We have to get 16 right.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Rock, paper, scissors.
We have to get 16 right.
1, 2, 3, shoot?
Sure. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
All right.
All right, Alex, do you want to receive or defer?
I'll receive. Why not?
All right, cool. First question.
Well, I got a 3.
3.
Prick.
Okay, cool. So question 3 on this one is, who managed Demolition at WrestleMania 4?
Fuck.
Oh, man. This is going to make us look like terrible wrestling fans. I'm just going to take a stab. Was it Paul Ellering?
No.
All right.
No, you can't just say no and make us feel stupid, because I don't know the answer to that one.
No, it was not Paul
Thank
Ellering.
You.
See, I said, disclaimer, I said I was going to take a stab.
Okay, cool. Nick, you're up.
Bobby Heenan.
You are both wrong.
Who was it?
Mr. Fuji. Mr. Fuji was the original manager.
See, I wouldn't have gotten that.
See,
right.
We don't know all the classic stuff. This is going to take forever.
Okay.
Riley, you got to pick me a question, bro.
All right. Riley, pick a question for Nick.
5.
All right. Okay, we're just going to use it off the same card, because this one's difficult. We're going to get a different card. Screw it. This one's too difficult. Question 5 in that card would have been, what state did Demolition actually win their tag title their second time?
No fucking way.
No, West Virginia. No.
Oh, right. Man.
All right.
Are there multiple choice on some of these?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so you said 5, right?
Yeah, 5.
Okay, Owen Hart's began his wrestling career in which promotion? That is your question.
Oh, man. Which promotion did Owen Hart begin his wrestling career in?
You should be able to, you guys should be able to get this right.
I don't know. I have nothing. I'm dumbfounded.
Well, take a guess.
I really don't know.
Well, you have to guess. If you guess and you get it right, then you get a point. If you guess and get it wrong, Alex has an opportunity at the question.
New Age Wrestling.
No.
Yeah, Owen actually, how did you know?
Owen Hart did not get a start in New Age Wrestling.
What do you have?
Smoky Mountain Wrestling?
Odd.
You were closer, because it did start with an S. It was Stampede Wrestling.
Okay,
it was his father's promotion up there in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
This is why you can't play, because you would just kill us. You'd just totally rape us.
All right, cool.
Don't say rape.
Nick?
3.
Three.
Again.
3.
That's all you pick.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Vince McMahon's first announcing role was for what WWF program?
Oh, no. Saturday Night Main Event.
No.
Okay.
WrestleMania.
No.
Was it in your house?
No.
What was it?
Think of really generic wrestling programs.
Velocity.
No.
Velocity? I wasn't even around at that time.
No. I don't know.
Really generic wrestling program.
WWE Live.
No. All-Star Wrestling.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
This All is right. impossible. We need to have, like, a dealer bank here,
okay.
Because if we get, like, 30 wrong or something, we should probably send the game.
Okay. Alex, pick a number for Nick.
4.
Okay, who eliminated the Million Dollar Man from the 1989 Royal Rumble?
Don't do this to me.
You're not going to get this one.
Am I not?
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay, clue?
We're going to be here all night unless you give a clue.
Okay, here's the clue. He wrestled Andre the Giant the first WrestleMania.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I know this.
Okay, you want to take a guess?
No! I didn't want to guess.
Alex,
this game is meant for kids?
Yeah, it's,
what?
Let's see here on the tin. Ages 8 and up.
8?
Yeah.
8-year-olds from 1999 just knew everything.
Us.
Yeah.
Good
Lord. What do you got, Riley? I want to hear an answer from you because I got nothing.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even think of it. I can't even think.
I'm trying to do, like, process of elimination of, like, who already had matches.
At what? WrestleMania? The first WrestleMania?
Yeah, the first WrestleMania. Because I know the tag match, and I...
It's one of the famous matches from WrestleMania 1. It was the Body Slam Challenge. Who did Andre the Giant have to body slam in the Body Slam Challenge?
Yokozuna?
No. Yokozuna wasn't even in the WWF at the time.
I can't remember who it was. It was a big dude. I knew that, but I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, you got a third of the answer right there.
Earthquake.
No. Big John Studd.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right.
To be fair, my first guess, I thought it was a football player because I remember like the Royal Rumble had something.
Okay, so cool.
Whose turn is it now?
It's your turn to pick a number for Alex.
3.
Every time.
All right. What reporter interviewed Vince McMahon in a New York Magazine feature? So this reporter interviewed Vince McMahon for the New York Magazine. You're not going to get it.
Big Dick Rick?
No. You want to take a guess, Nick?
Walter Cronkite.
Close. It's the great journalist Nancy Jo Sales.
Never would have guessed who?
Nancy Jo Sales. She wrote for The New Yorker.
Fantastic.
All right, Alex, pick a question for Nick.
3, prick.
Okay. Which superstar is known as the world's strongest man?
Mark Henry?
Dane, you got
yes!
it.
Holy
I got
shit.
One right. Look at that. So Nick is up 1-0.
I got 15 more to go, here, bud. I got to keep this. Right,
get cool. The easy ones, asshole.
All right. Nick, pick a number for Alex.
I'm going to go 1 this time.
Okay, what is the final track on the WWF The Music Volume 2? It's either Snap, Sexy Boy, I Know You Want Me. Those are your three options. The song Snap, the song Sexy Boy, or the song I Know You Want Me.
Who is Snap's music?
Yeah, I don't know. I know Sexy Boy is Shawn Michaels' music, and I Know You Want Me with Sonny's music.
Oh, I know that.
I would say Snap.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
I'm going to say I Know You Want Me because I feel like Sexy Boy was early in the track. I used to have that CD.
You're wrong.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to say Snap then.
You are also wrong.
No, you just really? Talked me out of it.
Was actually Sexy Boy.
I swear that was like track 2. I guess I'm wrong.
Dang, multiple choice and it came down to...
Okay.
50%. It came down to the one that we didn't pick.
I got to start building the lead here.
Cool.
Pick one for
me. So, yeah.
4.
Okay. So, which superstar is known as the world's most dangerous man?
I hate you.
Oh, my God.
You should be able to get this one right.
Why am I blanking? I'm going to look really stupid right now. Is it Brian Pillman?
No.
Fucking A.
Alex, would you like to steal?
Ken Shamrock.
Oh, my gosh, damn it!
It was Ken Shamrock.
Damn it!
We are tied at 1 apiece.
Loose Cannon is Brian.
I know.
We're not going to do the volleyball rule where you got to win by 2, because we will be here all night.
We will be here all night.
First one to 16. That's...
All right.
It took us this long to get 1 point each.
We're going to put that one there. All right, cool. So 2. It is 2. Okay, cool. All right, so Alex, who did Triple H defeat at SummerSlam 95? Was it Bob Holly, Shawn Michaels, or Dean Douglas?
Shawn Michaels.
Nick?
Bob Holly.
You are correct, sir.
Yes!
All right.
Him and Shawn Michaels had a match at SummerSlam. I'm just thinking of the wrong year.
It was not even.
It was like 2004, man, or 03.
It was like 02.
Was it 02?
02, yeah.
Okay, mister, I got 2 points right, and I totally guessed on the second one.
No, I didn't.
Hey, that's okay.
You did that one. That was a dramatic pause.
All right.
For sure.
It's Nick's question. So, Alex, pick the number.
3. Prick.
Wow. Copycat.
It's funny.
Okay.
He can barely read this one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so which Federation official owns his own body shop in Florida?
Official?
Official.
So is that like a referee?
Oh, well, kind of like he's someone who works for the company. He owns a body shop in Florida.
He's not a wrestler.
Like a car body shop?
Yeah, like a car body shop, yeah.
This was a 99.
Yeah.
Michael Hayes.
No, Nick. Alex, for the steal.
Gerald Briscoe.
Yes, you are correct.
Holy shit, did you just guess that?
Remember, I totally did. Yeah, because Briscoe's Body Shop.
Oh.
I used to wear the shirt to the ring all the time.
Did not know that.
Wow. All right. Good for you, man.
Alex has got the opportunity to go into the lead. Nick?
Five. Five.
Okay. In what month was the first In Your House held?
Oh, no.
Month?
What month?
Yeah.
You did 1 out of 12.
There, 1 out of 12.
You got a pretty good, you know, like, percent.
May.
He actually got that right.
Oh, my gosh!
What? Look at that. May. Yep.
He's got the golden ticket. You're like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, wow. Dude.
So Alex is in the lead now, 3-2.
One more, and I'm on fire.
Yeah, that's how it works, I think.
And NBA Jam next rules. Question. So Alex, pick the number.
1.
Farouk's finishing maneuver is the powerbomb, the dominator, or the Farouk flipper?
The dominator.
It is the dominator.
I know that from playing.
What is the dominator?
2000. It's like a, I don't know what the actual term of it, but it's like you pull the guy up, almost like a powerbomb, and then you slam him like face first, like a face buster.
A spine buster.
No, because you pick him up, the gut wrench, right?
Oh.
Burn him up like so.
So he's laying
and then you flip him back down.
Like a face buster.
So, yeah. Inverted Alabama slammer.
No.
No. Okay, Alex.
Nope.
It is your question, Nick.
4.
4.
Brett Favre. Magic.
Okay, cool. So what hard rock band once joined DX for a performance on Raw?
Hard rock?
Hard rock, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I literally, I think it's on some sort of network special that they talked about that. But I don't remember who it was.
I mean, I never would have guessed this one, actually, to tell you the truth.
You know, it's going to be wrong, and I don't even think it's the same genre. I'm just going to say it because it's the only band I know that had anything to do with DX.
Motorhead.
No, that's Triple H.
I know. I don't know what you're going to say.
But for DX, I'm going to say DMC because that's totally wrong, but I know that they
run
did.
Run DMC?
Yeah, Run DMC.
No, Nick.
Because I know they did their theme music. That's the only thing I can think of at this point.
Honestly, Megadeth. I don't know.
It did start with an M. It was Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, I want to guess that.
All right, cool. So it's Nick's question now. And what number?
2.
Okay. All right. So which superstar won the WWF Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 13? Was it Psycho Sid, The Undertaker, or Shawn Michaels?
13?
Yeah, WrestleMania 13.
Undertaker.
It is The Undertaker. What's kind of funny
about Psycho Sid.
Yeah, what's funny about the card is they misspelled Psycho Sid.
Did they really?
They spelled it with an S instead of the P for Psycho.
That is interesting.
All right, cool. So Nick is up 4-3 right now. Alex, yep. It is your question.
3.
Perk.
Okay, who did the Big Boss Man face at WrestleMania 6?
No multiple choice.
That's shitty.
It's all on you.
Okay, well.
Clue.
Yeah,
clue.
Can I have a clue, please?
Okay, cool. Former tag team partner to the Big Boss Man.
That is not.
Oh, my God.
Can I have another clue?
Clue 2.
He had 2 characters in the WWF.
Bull Buchanan. Well, Stevie Richards. I don't know.
Al Snow. I know that's not it, but...
No.
Al Snow?
Nick, you're up.
Oh, my gosh. WrestleMania 6.
WrestleMania 6, yeah. Skydome.
Can I get a clue?
Okay.
You gave him 2 clues, I get one.
Okay. He was known as the African Dream.
Do you know this yet?
No.
This would give you 5.
The African Dream, eh?
Yeah, the African Dream.
Was that his first gimmick or his?
That was his second gimmick. That was the gimmick he was in the match.
African Dream, eh?
Mm-hmm.
What was his first gimmick?
His first gimmick, he was a one-man gang.
No idea.
It was Akeem. Akeem, the African Dream.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the tag team, the Twin Towers.
Well, there you go with that one.
All right, cool. All right, Nick,
my question.
Is your question. Alex, pick a number.
2.
What was Steve Austin's first nickname upon entering the Federation? Was it Stone Cold, Smiling, or the Ringmaster?
The Ringmaster.
Exactly. Nice. It was the Ringmaster.
Just whooping your ass now. How do you feel?
All right. So it's like 5-3 in favor of Nick. All right.
I feel like I'm giving you easy answers unintentionally.
All right, cool.
5.
Okay, so not long before WrestleMania 4, Andre the Giant's contract was purchased by whom? Who actually bought the rights to Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Ted DiBiase?
Mm-hmm.
You're correct, sir. There you go. So Alex gets number 4.
I was going to say Bobby Heenan, but I know that he was leading up to WrestleMania 3 with him doing the heel turn.
All right, cool. Alex, your turn to pick a question for Nick.
1.
Wow, this one's great. All right, cool. So on an episode of Monday Night Raw, which team did Howard Finkel manage the Bushwhackers against? Was it the team of Well Done, the Heavenly Bodies, or Men on a Mission? I mean, this one's a deep cut, guys.
Can you read the teams again?
Was it the team of Well Done, the Heavenly Bodies, or Men on a Mission?
Men on a Mission.
No, Nick.
The Heavenly Bodies.
No. It was a team of Well Done.
How?
How were they Well Done? One of the guys' name was Dunn. His last name was Dunn.
Makes sense.
Cool. Nick, it is your turn to pick a question for Alex.
Dos.
Okay. Who held the tag team titles at the one night only pay-per-view? Was it the Headbangers, the Godwins, or... Oh, what the fuck?
It's not that one.
It's probably not that one.
Okay, so it's either the Headbangers or the Godwins.
The Headbangers.
Yeah, it was the Headbangers.
All right.
All right, cool.
We tied up now?
You guys are tied up. 5 apiece. We are 11 away from a winner. Okay.
Oh, you want to look at the other tag?
Yeah, I want to see who it is.
I think it was Los Brocas?
Yep, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so it's Nick's question. Alex, pick the number.
4.
4. What part of the ring did George and the Animal Steel make a habit of ripping open with his teeth?
Would it be the turnbuckle pad?
It is the turnbuckle.
Nice.
There you go.
Hey, that's really the only thing you could really tear up, to be honest.
All right,
wow.
Cool.
So, me?
Alex's question, Nick, what?
5. We're making some progress here.
It's so upsetting.
Okay, well, this one's great. So, what strange talent did Road Dogg tell the WWF magazine he had?
Not multiple choice.
Not multiple choice.
Yikes.
I don't know, he can whistle with his butt.
You know, that's
out of all the choices that you could
do. That is very close.
Is it really?
That is very close. Nick, would you like to... Because I might actually give Alex this one, because this one is, like, so out there.
He can whistle out of his wiener hole?
No.
That's it, actually.
He can play Dixie on his belly button.
That is a weird talent.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
I'm just going to give that to Alex, because that was pretty close.
All right.
It did involve a...
Hole
in your body and
some
a
music.
Song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, okay, cool. Next question. Alex, pick the number.
3.
Okay, cool. So which wrestler does Ken Shamrock credit for introducing him to shoot fighting?
Which wrestler?
Yeah, which wrestler?
Hmm.
This one's actually interesting, because I don't think either one of you guys are going to get it, because I never would have got it.
Shoot fighting. D'Lo Brown.
No.
Dan Severn.
No.
That's the only one I can think of.
It was actually Dean Malenko.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Go figure, right?
Interesting, yeah.
All right, cool. Alex's question, Nick picked the number. One. God, this one's so easy. Okay, if you get this one wrong, I'm going to smack you in the face. What word best describes former superstar Rick Rude?
Rude?
Was it rugged, ravishing, or rowdy?
Oh, ravishing.
There you go.
I wish there wasn't multiple choice on that one.
All right, cool. So Alex takes the lead.
Was it rude?
Well, I don't know.
God, if it was. That would have been hilarious. Okay, so Alex takes the lead, 7-6. Nick, it is your question. Alex, pick the number.
3.
Okay, 3. Ted DiBiase once threatened to buy the World Wrestling Federation magazine and do what with its staff?
No multiple choice.
Do what with the staff of World Wrestling? This is a big. Yeah. This must have been when the magazine first came out or something. Really plugging that in the trivia. He threatened with the staff. Here's what he did.
Okay.
He said he's going to buy the magazine.
Yep.
And with the staff.
Yep.
He was going to make them clean his car.
No.
He's going to fire him.
He's going to fire him?
Yeah. If he would have actually guessed that first guess, that was really good.
I thought that was too obvious. So.
It was too obvious. All right, cool.
You think about wrestling fans that day. Just something like, hey, I'm going to use my money, buy these guys, and I'm going to fire them.
All right, cool. So it is Alex's question. Nick, pick the number.
5.
Okay, question 5. China is billed as what?
The 8th wonder of the world.
You're wrong.
The 9th wonder
Fuck.
Of the world.
Yes.
Damn it. The second I said it, I was like, that's okay. Not right.
So, bonus question. Who was actually billed as the 8th wonder of the world?
Andre the Giant.
Exactly.
Give it to him.
You're going to have a half point.
All right.
Actually, just give him a full point. We got to get moving point. Here.
There you go. Okay, so it's 9-7.
We don't have to get moving, but...
It is now Nick's question. Pick the number.
2.
If it's a really hard question, okay. You should make it a bonus double point question.
Who destroyed Diesel at WrestleMania 12? Was it Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, or Bret Hart? Basically, who wrestled Diesel at WrestleMania 12?
What? Wasn't it Undertaker?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was The Undertaker. The other two guys wrestled each other at WrestleMania 12.
Right, give me that.
All right, there you go.
He's like, give me that shit.
All right, cool. Alex's question. Nick, pick the number. All right. At SummerSlam 1997, the British Bulldog defeated Ken Shamrock by pinfall, submission, or disqualification.
Well, you get this 33% chance of getting this right.
DQ.
You are correct. All right.
Did you know that or did you guess that?
I totally guessed.
All right, cool. All right. Alex, what question should Nick answer now?
5.
Okay, Mark Henry's cousin, Kevin Henry, plays for what NFL team?
Kevin Henry?
Kevin Henry.
You actually might know that.
No.
Oh.
It's like late 90s backup offensive tackle.
Yeah, basically.
You have a clue?
Okay, well, the clue is Brian Christopher is also a fan of this team, according to this card. That's a terrible clue. They won 4 NFL championships in the 70s.
In the 70s?
In the 70s.
Well, then, if it was in the 70s, I'd probably have to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. There you go. All right, cool.
What was the whole Brian Christopher joke that you were...
Oh, Brian Christopher is also a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, hence the card. Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird. Cause I was like,
that is
wow,
weird.
They're right next to
each other. Yeah, that's a weird way to put that, yeah.
All right, cool. So, Alex, it is your question. Nick, pick the question.
3. Brick.
Okay, this one's actually very topical, because what song did Motley Crue actually perform?
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
With DX at a 1998 Raw. What song did they perform?
No multiple choice?
No multiple choice. It's a Motley Crue song they performed.
Well, it's not like they only have one song.
No, they got it's one of their favorite songs, one of their famous songs.
Dr. Feelgood.
No.
It's one of their famous songs. Okay. Because I only
now all that I can think of is Guns N' Roses songs.
Sweet Child of Mine. Sweet Child of Mine.
It's not Motley Crue.
I'm really struggling to think of a Motley Crue song right now.
Some would say the Wild
Girls,
Man.
Girls, girls, girls.
Okay, well, no, it was not. I was going to say
Wild Side.
Some would say the Wild Man, Mark Marrow, was from the Wild Side. Okay, so neither one of you guys got that right. That's okay. Now it's Nick's turn. Alex, pick the number.
One.
Okay. Who held the tag team titles going into In Your House, Bad Blood? Was it the Headbangers, the Godwins, or Furnace and LaFont?
Also, was that other Spanish team?
Or Los Barricas?
No. 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 Was it the Headbangers, Godwins, or Furnace and LaFont?
Headbangers.
It was the Headbangers.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
We're tied up right now?
Yeah. 10 apiece.
Nice. This is getting this is crunch time.
All right. I'm cool. Sure. Nick, what number should Alex guess?
One.
One. Who was Steve Austin's opponent at the May 1997 In Your House pay-per-view? Was it Mankind, Ahmed Johnson, or The Undertaker?
That was In Your House?
May 1997.
Undertaker.
You are correct. Austin actually challenged The Undertaker for the title in that pay-per-view. Okay.
I was trying to remember the My Career mode because I think that was one of the matches.
Oh, my God.
Video games. Okay.
All right.
It worked.
It's Nick's question. Alex, pick the number.
Three. Rick.
Three? Who was Mark Merrill's tag team partner at In Your House, No Way Out?
I'm going to guess that it was... Oh, wait a second. It wasn't Sable, was it?
It was not Sable.
That's unfortunate. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
Okay. It was the artist formerly known as Goldust. Goldust was going through that weird phase with his character at the time, and he decided to be the artist formerly known as Goldust at that point in time. All right, cool. So it is Alex's turn.
You go with five here, bud.
Five. Who threw in the towel for Bret Hart at Survivor Series 1994?
Yes.
Is it Owen Hart?
No.
Oh. Took a shot and missed.
But Owen Hart did play a hand in it because he convinced this person to throw in the towel.
Was it Jim Neidhart?
No.
Okay.
It was his mother.
It was his mom?
It was his mom.
That's actually on there.
His mom.
Bret Hart's mom?
Bret Hart's mom. Threw in the towel for him at Survivor Series in 1994.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, cool. Nick, you are up. Alex, pick. Question.
Four.
At which Air Force base was Shawn Michaels born at?
Yeah. Oh, God.
So this is up to Nick. Number four.
Which Air Force base?
Which Air Force base? Some of these questions, so they go from the very easy to the very difficult.
Does it start with Fort?
No, it does not start with Fort.
Does it start with Camp?
And no, it does not start with camp.
Does it start with Air Force?
No, it does not start with
Air Force. Does it have a generic word like that in there?
Air Force in it. Hey, what's up, Rick?
Are you done?
No, what's up?
Well, we're looking for he can't find the audio board.
It should be.
It's over there.
Yeah, just give me a second there. All right. Well, not really using it. Alex had it propped up.
There you go.
Prop?
Yeah.
It was a prop.
There you go. All right, cool. All right.
Facebook Live action.
Hey.
Okay, cool. So which Air Force base was Shawn Michaels born at?
Does it have a generic word like camp or fort in it?
It has the generic Air Force base in it. Think of last name Air Force base.
You don't have any duct tape, do you?
No.
This guy.
Fucking asshole.
Force base. Here, give me that. Give me
okay.
that. We got four viewers right now.
Yeah.
LOL, Rick, Dustin says, fuck off, Dustin.
LOL, says Jesse then. Okay.
Oh, these people are trying to...
guess as well?
Yeah, get out of here, Ryan Brown, with your Rage Against Machine bullshit.
With your Rage Against Machine bullshit.
Rage Against the Charlie Sheen instead of Motley Crue.
I don't remember what he said. Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
I don't like that. That's right on me.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Can be
are
me
you
right
guys?
Now. Oh,
already.
What do we got?
Do you guys just want the answer to the question?
No. I want a clue.
All right. Here's your clues. Generic term Air Force Base is in it, and the first word in it is a last name.
Is a last name?
Yes.
Of anybody?
Yeah, people's last names.
Washington.
Close.
Williamsport.
Lincoln.
You were damn close on your second one. It was actually Williams Air Force
Williams
Base.
Air Force Base.
All right,
where
cool
are you going?
Then.
I'm just
going to
move this over here.
Oh, so it's going to be on both of us instead of just...
So it's going to be actually looking at the...
That way we're not cheating.
All right, come on over here.
All right. All right,
you set
cool.
That up the wrong way.
So it is Alex's question. Nick, pick the number of the question.
5.
Okay, in which sports, besides wrestling, is China fully licensed to compete?
What sport?
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a pretty good question.
What sport is she licensed to compete in?
Yeah.
I bet I got this one. I got this.
Bodybuilding. I know it's not a sport, but
no,
I can't think of it.
Oh, no. the way that you were like, no. Powerlifting.
No. Crap. She was.
Beach volleyball.
No. Before she died, she was actually
softball.
Licensed to box.
Oh.
In a boxing license.
That makes sense.
All right, cool. Nick, it is your question. Alex, pick the number.
2.
2. Who were the co-winners of the 1994 Royal Rumble? Was it Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, Bret Hart and Lex Luger, or Owen Hart and Yokozuna? This is the 1994 Royal Rumble going into WrestleMania 10.
Can you say the answers again?
Was it Shawn Michaels?
No.
And Marty Jannetty?
Nope.
Was it Bret Hart and Lex Luger?
94.
Or was it Owen Hart and Yokozuna?
I hate these multiple choice questions.
Don't look at Frey. It's easy cheating.
Ah, dang it!
That's exactly what you're doing.
What was the second one?
Bret Hart and Lex Luger.
That one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because remember, going into WrestleMania 10, Yokozuna was a champion. He had defended the belt against both men at WrestleMania 10.
Give it.
There you go, Nick. Cool. You
We're
guys tied
up
at 11.
We have 5 more to go.
5 more painful questions. Yeah. We will be here for another 25 minutes.
That's okay. This is fun.
Alex, it is
We're
your
learning.
Question. Nick, pick the number.
5. 5.
Okay. This one,
what
should
is
be
it?
Able to get. Who was the founder of the Job Squad?
I don't know. Al Snow?
Yes, it was.
You get all the easy ones. All
right, cool. Alex takes the lead again at 12. Remember, we are playing to 16.
Come you.
All
you
right.
You get the easy one.
Alex, pick the question for Nick.
5.
Okay, 5, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Mr. Perfect's first ever WrestleMania opponent?
No multiple choice?
No.
Can you tell me what WrestleMania was?
WrestleMania 5.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wait. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Was this person actually a wrestler?
He was.
Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he had a...
No.
Was it a really good match?
Yeah, it was, actually. A really good match.
Was it really?
Was
yeah.
it perfect?
It wasn't a perfect match. It was a good match.
Okay.
Was it a technical match?
It was a technically sound match.
Was it really?
It was kind of a little bit ahead of its time as well.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it against Future Boy?
No, it was not against Future Boy.
Yeah.
Was it how you say... Was the person that he wrestled, was he foreign?
Can you pick a damn answer?
Yeah, he was foreign.
Was he really?
He was foreign.
I'm helping you out, dude.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Owen Hart.
No.
Okay.
Bret Hart.
No. But you were close.
Was I?
It was the Blue Blazer. Owen Hart's mask gimmick.
Oh.
So I should have probably just gave it to you, but I did not. Okay, cool. Alex, it is your question. Nick, pick.
I just want Alex to win.
The number.
One.
Steve Williams' nickname is Dr. Love, Dr. Death, or Dr. Tofu?
Dr. Death.
Yes. There you go.
I'm going to lose.
So Alex is three away from winning this game.
Taking home the title.
All right, cool. Nick, it is your question. Alex, pick the number.
One.
Okay, cool. Which superstar made his debut at the October 1995 in your house? Was it Chainsaw Charlie, Mankind, or Goldust?
In your house.
95. That should be your, like, your key there. 95.
95?
Yeah.
Goldust or... It's Goldust or Mankind. I'm pretty sure it's, I gotta go Mankind.
No.
That was, yeah, it's Goldust.
Goldust?
It was Goldust. Mm. You said Goldust first. You should have won what you got. Yep. So Alex right now is at 14. He is two away from winning. Alex, it is your question.
Five.
Nick, you picked... Okay. Okay, question five. Commissioner Slaughter competes in what NFL Stars annual golf tournament?
Which NFL Stars?
Yeah. Which NFL star...
This is in 1999?
Yeah. So this guy was still playing in the National Football League at this time. He was a pretty big star. He played the quarterback position.
Troy Aikman?
No.
I took a shot in the dark.
That was a decent guess. It's a quarterback in 1999.
Yep.
He was a star?
He was a pivotal part of a movie that both of you guys both like.
Ah, damn it. I think I know.
What movie? Have to be a wrestling movie then, right?
No. It didn't have to be a wrestling movie because he's an NFL star.
What?
Yep, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I know at this point.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes way.
Dan Marino?
It's Dan Marino.
God damn it. Oh, yeah. Fucking knew it.
I didn't know I honestly didn't know he played in the 99.
Yeah, Dan Marino played all the way until about like 99, I want to say.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you said the movie that we both like, I was like,
yeah, it's Ace Ventura.
Finkel is Einhorn.
All right, it is Nick's question. Alex, pick the number.
Two.
Okay, who was Razor Ramon's tag team partner at Survivor Series 1992? Was it Diesel, Randy Savage, or Ric Flair?
I'm just gonna say Diesel.
No.
Gosh, these multiple choice ones are just getting up my butt.
Yep. Who are the other choices? Ric Flair, who?
Randy Savage and Ric Flair.
Randy Savage.
Wrong. It was Ric Flair. Razor Ramon was a bad guy at the time. It was actually Flair and Razor. They were supposed to be taking on Savage and the Ultimate Warrior. Mm. Ultimate Warrior, no shoulder. So,
I thought you said he died.
He didn't die. He might have died later on in life, but not at that point in time. So Mr. Perfect ended up being the partner for Randy Savage, which led into the Perfect Flair retirement match from WWE.
Hmm.
All right, cool.
One. That was long.
Okay, who was not a member of the Alliance at Survivor Series 1990, Alex? Was it Nikolai Volkov, Boris Zukov, or Tito Santana? One of these guys was not a member of the Alliance. Survivor Series 1999.
What were the choices again?
Nikolai Volkov, Boris Zukov, or Tito Santana?
Tito Santana? That's not it.
No.
That's what I thought.
Boris.
It was Boris Zukov.
Yes.
You got to remember, Nikolai Volkov actually turned. He was healed and he turned face, and I think he teamed up with Tito Santana in that matchup.
Nice.
So, ooh, Nick coming now down, is down one. It is 14-13. Alex is still in the lead.
This is fun.
It is Nick's question. Alex, pick the number.
Three.
Okay, so Dustin Reynolds' wife, Terry, was employed as what prior to entering the wrestling business?
What?
So Terry Runnels.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, Marlena. Yeah. What was her job before she got into the wrestling business?
Oh.
Basically, this is how she was discovered.
I don't know. Is she like in Playboy or something?
That's not a job, and that's the wrong answer. Alex, it's your turn. You can steal.
I know what it is now.
Model.
No.
Waitress.
No.
Nah, now I know what it is.
Makeup artist.
I knew it.
Yep.
I know what it is. Now I know
All
what
right,
it is.
All right, cool. It is Alex's question.
Three.
Pick the three. All right. What was Coco Beware's bird named? What was the name of his bird?
I'm just going to take a guess, and I know it's wrong. Toucan Sam.
No. It was not Toucan Sam. He's the Fruit Loops bird.
I don't know.
Okay, Nick.
Was it Benny the Bird?
It was not Benny the Bird.
What was it?
His name was Frankie.
Benny's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's not close at all.
Okay,
they both
cool.
end with E. I'm
all
not sure.
Right. Okay. So the score is still the same, 14-13. It is Nick's question. Alex, pick the number.
What do you got, Frankenstein?
Two. You are Frankenstein.
Okay. Who teamed with Max Mini at In Your House Bad Blood? Was it Tarantula, Mini Vader, or Nova?
I hate that I get these, because then if I get one wrong, you have a 50-50 shot of getting it.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Mini Vader.
You are wrong.
Nova.
It was right.
Oh, shit.
How many points have you gotten off of stupid multiple choices like that?
Too many. How do you think he actually passed college? All right, so the score now
You're
is
wrong.
15
You're not wrong about.
To 13.
Three.
Alex, you could win this game
Three.
With the right answer on this one. What was the name of Paul Ellering's mannequin?
Okay, well, that's tough.
I'm definitely not going to get that one.
I probably would have never put it wrote down mannequin, but, you know.
Susan.
No.
Fuck it, I know.
James. Wait.
No, you already said James.
All right, James, fine.
It was Rocco.
Rocco
So when
life.
Paul Ellering yeah. came back to the WF to manage Legion of Doom, he actually had a dummy called Rocco who managed him. Mm. So technically they had two managers.
Okay.
All right, cool. Nick, it is now your question. You need to make up some ground. And Alex, what number?
Four.
Four.
It's multiple choice again.
Which superstar is known as Too Sexy?
Brian Christopher.
You're correct.
Nice.
Funny story, Brian Christopher got super fucking wasted at the RCW
yes, he did.
After party.
He was
and
too
he got,
drunk.
He then. Got yep. detained and moved to hotels because
yes,
he was
he
banging on hotel rooms.
All right, cool.
If you stuck with us this entire time, audience members that are listening, good for you. We're almost done.
All right, cool. Alex, it is your turn. Nick picked the question.
Three again. Amigo.
Amigo.
Okay, so which late wrestler trained Mark Marrow to wrestle? Which wrestler was Mark Marrow's trainer?
Oh, no.
Late.
Late.
Means they
so
died.
So he's dead already at this point.
Yeah, he kind of
90s.
This could win it.
I have no idea who that would be.
I have a clue.
He was known as the Great.
That narrows it down.
Great Gatsby.
Sure, the Great Gatsby.
It was not the Great Gatsby.
Fuck. I thought that was it.
The Great
Houdini.
You need another?
Yeah.
All right. It's also in an Insane Clown Posse album.
I've
never... God damn. Now I know.
Is it really?
If he gets it wrong, I want to take a guess. I don't care if I get a point.
I got it.
Great Shangri-La?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It was Boris Malenko, the Great Malenko.
Oh.
You said it was an Insane Clown Posse album.
Yeah. The Great Malenko was one of their first albums.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. You know how I know this? I actually grew up with a bunch of Juggalos. That's
nice.
Why I know
I
this.
Believe that.
All right, cool. So, Nick, it
you
is now...
You lived in Toma, so that makes sense.
Yeah, basically. And you guys went to Logan, so you actually know Juggalos as well. All right,
yeah.
It is your question... Alex, pick the number.
So I got to pick one that you won't know, but one that I might know. That's how it works.
That's how it works, but you don't know what they are.
Yep.
Two.
Okay, so the natural disasters at Survivor Series 1990 included the team of Earthquake, Haku, the Barbarian, and Tugboat, Hercules, or Dino Bravo?
Hercules.
You're wrong, Nick.
Tugboat.
You are also wrong.
Fuck!
Wow!
It was Dino Bravo.
Wow.
The French-Canadian strongman.
Five.
All right.
I'm not even letting you ask me. Three, I mean. Sorry.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, no. Did I just give him the game?
You did.
Five, I mean.
You basically gave him the game.
Does it matter?
Yeah. How about two?
Two.
Okay.
That's not fair, but okay.
All right. Because you would have got all these questions right. Skip's tag team partner in the Body Donnas was Nip, Zip, or Mr. Body Donna 2?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You still give 30% chance he was right.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm guessing the tag partner, but who is the guy that he was a partner of?
Skips.
Skips?
In the Body Donnas.
In the Body Donnas. And what are the choices?
Nip, Zip, or Mr. Body Donna 2.
You know what? Because it's an amazing name, Mr. Body Donna 2.
You are wrong.
I figured.
Zip.
You're right.
Oh, really?
Yep. Cool. It was Zip. Okay, cool. You guys are officially tied up.
Shit.
Sudden death. Next one to get this question right wins. Yeah, he would have got the other ones, no problem.
1980's Owen Hart competed as a mass superstar named who?
Owen Hart? What?
He was a mass superstar named who? Owen Hart was.
Blue whatever the fuck.
What is it?
I don't remember.
And the other one was Xbox real name is?
Shaw Waltman.
Yep. All right, cool. So, Alex, pick next question. Nick has a chance to win, or you can win off the steal.
Crunch time.
One.
If it's too easy, you can give me a different one.
Okay. What type of match did Mabel lose at the December 1995 in your house? Was it a flag match, a tag team match, or a casket match in your house 1995?
Who lost?
Mabel. Okay.
I think it makes you feel better.
Mabel was a bad guy at this point in time.
I think, honestly, it's a flag match.
You're wrong, Nick. Alex,
game.
For the steal, did he lose a tag match or a casket match?
Actually, is it a high profile or low profile?
It was probably a high profile match.
Casket match.
You're correct. Alex, you put this game to rest.
Rest
with
in
a casket
peace.
Match.
Rest
it
in peace.
It was actually
WWF
against The Undertaker.
Trivia.
Alex, you have won. The score was 16-15. You want to know what your prize is?
I'd like to know what my prize is.
You get a copy of Kurt Angle's book, It's True, It's True.
That's a good prize.
Nice.
With a special written introduction by me.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's I like good, that.
Yeah, that's
all right,
nice.
Cool.
See, that's why I'm glad that we waited until the end of it, because then it's like then you want to win because just like, I want to know what the mystery is.
Yeah. Well, no, but that was a good prize. Like,
that was a really good prize.
I would have wanted
so
to fight for that.
So what did you guys learn doing WWE trivia?
Nothing. That was tough. That was really hard.
That was. I learned that 1990s trivia is really tough.
That was really hard, but it was fun.
It was really tough and really fun.
It was really tough, but now I kind of want to watch like 90s WWF on the network.
I want to ask you guys. If we decide to do the second annual Trivia Off next year,
Trivia Off,
should we add a third man to this to be a triple threat?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely,
I think so.
Cool.
It'd be more. I mean, yeah, it'd be interesting. It'd be fun.
All right, cool. Then we'll put down the number of questions you have to get right down further. We'll do like multiple of nine.
You're listening to Grapple Talk,
the hottest property in this industry today.
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chris Lockman, host of the Smark Money Wrestling Podcast. Join me and my co-host, AJ Jensen, each week as we discuss all things professional wrestling. WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan, as well as the local indie scene here in Wisconsin. We'll also bring you interviews with some of the Midwest up-and-coming independent stars and where you can see them in your area. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as on Twitter, at Smark Money. Check us out.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast, where you get my take on wrestling headlines, I answer listener questions, and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up The Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with This Week in Wrestling History, and we go, hey, whatever happened to? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 316 says...
Stop watching your neighbors get undressed. You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Come on, that's not necessary.
All he's got to do is...
Download the latest Grapple Talk podcast on iTunes. Just type Grapple Talk into the search bar. It's not rocket science.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
That works. Like that.
All right, cool. Closing comments, AC Riley.
That was tough. But that was fun, though. It was draining, but it was a lot of fun just because took a lot of guesses, and like I said, now I kind of want to watch some of the 90s wrestling.
Yeah. So how? Yep. Yeah, it's definitely true. What about you, Nick? You got any closing comments this week?
Just gonna say, you know. Yeah.
You know.
I'm just told my brain's mush right now, man. Totally.
Yeah.
I was thinking so hard on some of those.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm embarrassed.
All right, cool. So tape study this week, guys. We're going to do the WrestleMania 5 encounter between Mr. Perfect and the Blue Blazer.
Nice.
Very good match. I really enjoy it. It's one of the better matches on WrestleMania 5, and WrestleMania 5 together is actually a very underrated pay-per-view because you also got Hogan Savage, which is a very good match. You had Strike Force take it on Demolition, which was another really good match. I think it was... It might have been. I don't know. But anyhow, Mr. Perfect and the Blue Blazer had a hellacious matchup. It's a really good match.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Grapple Talk. Check it out. Facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk. Otherwise, you can follow us on Twitter at TheGrappleTalk. And yeah, we'll do all that stuff on the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
Are you totally burnt out too now?
I'm pretty burnt out.
Yeah, that was tough, man. I don't know how you could play more than 16. I don't know what the official rules of that game are, but that was hard.
I'm glad we did.
The rules were a lot of, like, you have to draw a card and... I think we had a circle these in the Trivia Express. I don't know. Yikes. I haven't played it since like 2000. So
makes sense.
Yep. Cool. Someone
you want to talk, Riley? What are you doing? Sleeping over there?
I'm burnt out. I think that's a good way to end it. I think. Wow, we got five people watching right now. They love this stuff.
Wow.
Look at Josh Rudin saying, "I can take you both." Well, probably. Yeah.
Hey. I mean, to ice cream or something. You probably could do that, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he could probably take us in WWF trivia.
Probably.
Maybe he shouldn't be our triple threat guy only because I think it's more enjoyable when there's the equal amount of knowledge.
Unknowingness,
so to speak.
Yeah, because we're just sitting here laughing.
Whereas you have a ringer where it's just like, oh, hey, I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to the two guys like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Cool.
We basically came out of the wire just based on the fact that we didn't know shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very competitive game. I mean, you had the edge on the multiple choice questions. Nick just had the edge on, you know, being able to get the steal on a lot of those.
I can honestly say there was only a couple of those that I actually knew. Mm-hmm. And I fucked up royally when it's like, what was China's moniker? And I just called her the wrong number.
So. Troy Lesky says, pick me. We'll think about it, Troy.
We'll think about it, Troy.
All right, cool. Well, have a happy holidays from everyone here at Grapple Talk, because you know what? It is the holiday season, so it doesn't matter if you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, atheist. Have a happy holiday.
I agree.
Make sure you actually spend time with your family. Give back to your community. You can do that in multiple different ways. One of those ways is not to puke in the streets. Not this time of year.
Another way is you can go to the Salvation Army, where this guy works, and be like, hey, what do you want me to do? And then you can be like, hey, it's Nick, and he does Grapple Talk. Make sure to also nominate who you'd like to see get an end-of-the-year award for Grapple Talk. Make sure that you can do that, because it would be fun to hear what people are thinking.
Yeah. Also, for the holidays, just go home and tell your loved ones that you love them.
Yeah.
Simple enough, right, guys?
Perfect.
Sweet. From everybody here at Grapple Talk, we wish all of you some happy holidays, and we'll see you guys in 2017.
No, actually, we're back next week.
Oh, crap. Stay classy.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
I would say the traditional one. something like that. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. Beatboxing by A.C. Riley, not available in stores for good reason.
With Nick Ragner, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
Man, we just got some stuff for the blooper reel, that's all I'm saying.
Our entire podcast is the blooper reel.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.